10-12 feet real high ceilings. It was an old home, and they had the high ceilings in those days for the coolings in the hot weather. That's the reason I can find the high ceilings in the old southern homes.
That's it.
For the coolings for summertime.
Could you name just a few things that you would typically find in the living room?
No, other than chairs. Mm-hmm. Just the comforts for life.
How would you describe a chair like that one over there, say?
Hell to me, it's just a chair.
It's a chair.
That's something I know nothing about, furniture. Now, I know a chair and a table because I've had very little interest in them. As long as the damn things are set up, they won't fall down, it's fine with me. As far as I'm concerned, I could have a barrel over there and be sitting me just well with that chair.
Well, how would you describe a chair that's fairly rigid, you know, not like this, something that you might have at a...
To me, it'd be a chair.
Just a chair.
Something to sell.
Have you ever heard people call that straight back chair?
Well, I've heard of straight back chairs, yeah. That means straight back chair, that's not a rocker. Mm-hmm. It's a chair you can't rock in. It's a rigid chair.
And how about something like that over there that several people can sit on at one time?
As far as I know, it's a sofa.
Sofa?
That's what I've always heard, and that's what it's advertised as in your leading advertisements. I guess that's pretty much the correct pronunciation for it.
Have you ever heard older people call it anything
else?
No.
It's sofas.
To you, is a sofa the same thing as a couch, say?
Yeah, couch, sofa. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard them called davenports?
Yeah, but they were differently designed than that, I think. They operated a little different. I think they were composed more or less of bed and sofas and couch and all together. And that was an older term of expression for them. You never hear them called that anymore. There's no term for it.
And what about some typical things that you would find in a bedroom?
Beds, I guess.
And the things that you keep your clothes in, you know, the drawers, what do you call that?
More or less, chest of drawers.
Chest of drawers?
Dresser or something like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard something like that called a shipper robe or?
Yeah, the old term, yeah. I don't know, I can't recall having, in the modern day of advertising and so forth, I can't recall having seen it listed as that. But in your older catalogs and older type of advertisement and so forth, that expression was used.
And of course, the place where you hang up your clothes.
Closet, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, closet.
Talking about a closet, have you ever seen or heard of a big piece of, this big thing that could be moved about if you needed to, in which you hung your clothes?
Yeah, but I don't know what they were called. I've seen them. Mm-hmm. Shipper rope.
Shipper rope?
I think that's what they were called.
Have you ever
maybe had a mirror in the front of them or something like that.
You ever heard people call it a wardrobe?
Yes. Yeah, I have heard it called that. Yeah, wardrobe.
What about these things?
But I've always associated wardrobe with the group of clothing a person may wear. So.
Yeah, right. And what about the things that you have over the window to keep the light out? You call those?
Curtains. That's what we call them.
And if you have these things on rollers, you know, that you can pull
window
down?
Shades, yeah.
Those are window shades. And what about these things that you can adjust? They're kind of slatted, you know.
Blinds.
Those would be blinds. Mm-hmm. And what's the general term that you use to describe what we've been talking about, like sofas and chairs and tables? You say you have a lot of.
I'd say they would be furnishings.
Furnishings.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say if you wanted to